Hey, Justin.
Uh-huh.
You are depressed that you like Everybody Loves Raymond.
Yeah, I am a little depressed.
I'm depressed that you like it.
Yeah, I've been hanging out with my grandma a lot lately, and we watched a lot of TV, and on TV they show like 9 Everybody Loves Raymond reruns in a row every night.
Not coincidentally, 9 Circles of Hell.
And let me tell you, it's not enough for little old me. I guess I've got old. I'm kind of older now. I'm heading towards the mid-30s pretty quickly here.
You're not heading towards it.
Yeah,
you're fucking in it.
And I find that show hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I know. No, don't get me wrong. I mean, that's a sad fact, but I seriously laugh. I laugh at Raymond. I laugh at the brother. What's his name? Brad Garrett, but what's his brother's name on the show?
I don't know.
Trick question. I want to see
I
if you
don't
it.
Know. It's like, or
I laugh
something.
At. I laugh at Doris Roberts protecting her recipes.
Is that the old woman?
Mm-hmm. She's like real protective of her recipes. She doesn't want. She always kind of browbeats, passive aggressively. Patricia Heaton's character, Raymond's wife. I laugh how much they don't interact with their kids. The kids are barely in that show. Peter Boyle, the great Peter Boyle, hilarious on that show. The late great Peter Boyle.
I thought you were talking about I Spit on Your Grave.
I laugh at Brad Garrett's wacky girlfriends. Come on. So I just want to let you know it's over for me.
Yeah, I'm beginning to loathe you.
Yeah.
Well, Chud listeners, rest assured, I hate it. You can always count on me not liking it.
Yeah, you had like a nickname for the show.
I came up with a sample script. I called it Everyone Douches Raymond.
Mm-hmm.
Act 1, fucking bland happens.
Well.
Act 1.5, silly brother. Act 2, conflict between douches. Act 2.5, Raymond deprived of Nookie.
This happens every night.
Act 3, douche. And then credits, and then the Braves game comes on.
Yeah, because you said it precedes the Braves game.
I always catch like 5 minutes of everyone fucks up Raymond, and it's consistently not funny.
His brother always says that, Raymond.
And that's funny.
Well, because, you know, everybody favors Raymond. He's the favorite son. You know, like Creedence Clearwater Revival said.
Fortunate,
you know.
Son.
Well, they said that too.
I mean, yeah. I mean, she's a proud Gladys, just like Creedence said.
Was her name Gladys on the show?
No.
Well.
But the thing is, it's just, and they usually save like some big joke for the end there, and I see only the end, and if that's the big joke, God help Raymond, because it's the fucking worst.
It's pretty funny, Ray Romano, I'd say.
Ray Romano is boring.
Yeah, he's funny to me.
I listen to the XM Comedy Channel all the time, and I've only heard him on there once, and I couldn't believe it was considered comedy.
I'm afraid to watch other shows now because I find that so funny. I'm afraid to see what else. Like, what if Designing Women comes on and I'm laughing at that? I mean, that's probably what'll happen. I can't test it.
Damn it. You'll be that guy at the water cooler.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be the guy in the office who...
It's like that scene at the beginning of Spider-Man, the first Spider-Man movie, where Tobey Maguire is finding out his guy's powers. Like, he's finding out he can shoot the webs out of his arms. He's like swinging everywhere. Except instead of superpowers, I found out that I like Everybody Loves Raymond.